Book 7, Chapter 3, How David Laid Siege to Jerusalem, and when he had taken the city, he cast the Canaanites out of it, and brought in the Jews to inhabit therein. Now the Jebusites, who were the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and were by extraction Canaanites, shut their gates, and placed the blind, and the lame, and all their maimed persons upon the wall, in way of derision of the king, and said that the very lame themselves would hinder his entrance into it. They did this out of contempt of his power, and as depending on the strength of their walls. David was hereby enraged, and began the siege of Jerusalem, and employed his utmost diligence and alacrity therein, as intending by the taking of this place to demonstrate his power, and to intimidate all others that might be of the like evil disposition towards him. So he took the lower city by force, but the citadel held out still. Whence it was that the king, knowing that the proposal of dignities and rewards would encourage the soldiers to greater actions, promised that he who should first go over the ditches that were beneath the citadel, and should ascend to the citadel itself and take it, should have the command of the entire people conferred upon him. So they were all ambitious to ascend, and thought no pains too great in order to ascend thither, out of their desire of the chief command. However, Joab, son of Zeruiah, prevented the rest, and as soon as he got up to the citadel, cried out to the king and claimed the chief command. When David had cast the Jebusites out of the citadel, he rebuilt Jerusalem, and named it the City of David, and abode there all time of his reign. But for the time that he reigned over the tribe of Judah only in Hebron, it was 7 years and 6 months. Now when he had chosen Jerusalem to be his royal city, his affairs did more and more prosper, by the providence of God, who took care that they should improve and be augmented. Hiram also, the king of the Tyrians, sent ambassadors to him, and made a league of mutual friendship and assistance with him. He also sent him presents, cedar trees, and mechanics, and men skillful in building and architecture, that they might build him a royal palace at Jerusalem. Now David made buildings round about the lower city. He also joined the citadel to it, and made it one body, and when he had encompassed all with walls, he appointed Joab to take care of them. It was David, therefore, who first cast the Jebusites out of Jerusalem, and called it by his own name, the City of David. For under our forefather Abraham it was called Salem, or Solima. But after that time, some say that Homer mentions it by the name of Solima. For he named the temple Solima, according to the Hebrew language, which denotes security. Now the whole time from the warfare under Joshua our general against the Canaanites, and from that war in which he overcame them and distributed the land among the Hebrews, nor could the Israelites ever cast out the Canaanites out of Jerusalem until this time, when David took it by siege. This whole time was 515 years. I shall now make mention of Araunah, who was a wealthy man among the Jebusites, but was not slain by David in the siege of Jerusalem, because of the good will he bore to the Hebrews, and a particular benignity and affection which he had to the king himself, which I shall take a more seasonable opportunity to speak of a little afterwards. Now David married other wives over and above those which he had before. He had also concubines. The sons whom he had were in number 11, whose names were Amnon, Emnos, Eban, Nathan, Solomon, Jeban, Elian, Phalna, Enophen, Jenai, Eliphale, and a daughter, Tamar. Nine of these were born of legitimate wives, but the last two named of concubines, and Tamar had the same mother as Absalom.